Hello, I'm the barrister Stephen Barrett, and I wanted to bring to your attention something that I consider quite scary and morally wrong. Digital identification for children, compulsory. I am vocal against all forms of digital ID, and I urge people now to try and protect company directors from being forced to submit to digital ID because even if you're not sympathetic to company directors, it will be you next. But it looks as though it's not quite you next, it's you after they come for the kids. And I want you to notice something very specific. The proposal is in something called the Children's Wellbeing and Schools Bill. So, we've lived through a couple of decades where quite a lot of obviously evil or silly or dangerous laws are given really lovely sounding titles, like the Equality Act. Who could oppose equality? And I want you to again know that this is the same old trick. I want you to know that the bill is 146 pages long, which is complete madness. That is a sign of incompetence of legal drafting. I want you to know something very specific about the drafting of this bill. It includes things like inserting a section in another bill that will be called by totally ridiculous letters. Let me try and find the one I thought was most absurd. There is one that is going to be called the section, there we are, section 23 ZZZA. Of an act of parliament. That's ridiculous. That is a sign that we have too much law and they're all badly drafted. But back to the main topic, which is what is happening to our kids. Well, in section four of this proposed bill, they're going to again amend another act. This is just bad drafting, to insert a duty to share information about our children amongst a variety of organisations, and I'll get back to that. But they're also in 16LB, section 16LB, which is itself incompetent drafting. They simply say the Secretary of State, that's Bridget Phillipson, because we all trust her, she's definitely not sinister, may by regulations specify a description of consistent identifier for the purposes of this section. Now, I didn't mess up there, that's how it's written. It's literally badly written. It doesn't say a consistent identifier for the purposes of this section. It just says of consistent identifier because they can't even write now. But this idea of a consistent identifier for children, that's digital ID. Okay? And it goes on to say consistent identifier means any identifier, such as, for example, a number or code used for identification purposes that relates to a child and forms part of a set of similar identifiers that is of general applications. And this is basically all of our children's private data, which the government is scooping up and putting into one digital ID. They then want it to be shared among what they call designated persons. Okay, let me take you through, because that again is in another Act of Parliament, bad drafting. And I'm just going to go through some of the people who will have your children's private information shared with them. A local authority in England, so any council, a district council which is not an authority, so really like anyone, NHS England, an integrated care board, special health authority, NHS trust, all or most of whose hospitals establishments situated in England, an NHS foundation, any local policing body, chief of police, or police for England, the British Transport Police Authority, the National Crime Agency, the National Probation Board, the Secretary of State, in relation to the functions of an Offender Management Act, youth offending team, governor of any prison or secure training centre, the principal of a secure college, any person to the extent that he is providing services under Section 74 of the Education Act. This is ridiculously broad. Your children's private information is going to be shared amongst all of these bodies, but wait, there's more. Because they'll also be shared with safeguarding partners for a local authority in England and must make arrangements for sharing this with safeguarding partners and any relevant agencies they consider appropriate. That's how broad this power is. That's how wide and sweeping the powers that they will exercise are. They'll make these arrangements to include arrangements for the safeguarding partners to work together to identify and respond to the needs of the children in the area. Right. First of all, does anybody feel that a group of paedophiles couldn't get together, form some sort of cover organisation, and then claim it was involved in safeguarding children? Does anybody actually believe that our state is well run enough that that type of thing would be stopped? What about if they dressed up as drag queens and therefore they couldn't be questioned because they were trans? This is the safety of children is extremely important, and this flabby, weak, controlling law is puts them at a distinct danger. Our government is a threat to the safety of our children. It just wants to store their data, and you know why? Because eventually those children will turn 18 and the government will not give them their information back. They will continue to collect this data. As I said, they are coming for all of us. They want us all digitally categorized. This is not a conspiracy theory. This is in a bill that's currently before the House of Lords that sounds really nice and sweet, but is really very, very sinister indeed. Write to your MPs, go out, protest, petition the king, and let's get it across that we do not, this government has no legitimacy. Now, if you don't follow me generally, you might not know what I mean by the word legitimacy. But governments draw direct legitimacy from the total amount of votes that they gain. So it's not the landslide, it's really the total amount of the votes. So you can have a majority that's smaller than the current government, but you've got so many votes that really you are a very legitimate government. And this government has an ocean-wide majority, but it's puddle deep. These MPs have almost no legitimacy, almost no authority. Digital ID is not and was not in the Labour Party's manifesto. They can't claim that. The last government that had low legitimacy, just so that you know that I'm clear, was the Clegg and Cameron government, the coalition government, inherently a coalition government, has low legitimacy, but it had low legitimacy. That's why when it wanted to consider bringing in proportional representation, it had to have a referendum. Now, I don't see why this government isn't required to have a referendum on digital ID. But I think even our government now know that they are a one-term government and probably will never see a Labour government again. They are rushing to get digital ID into place. We must do everything lawfully within our constitution, politically, to campaign against digital ID. And I wanted to let you know about the dangers of risks to your children. If you want to write to your MP, then again, just to clarify what you're complaining about, it is the Children, Wellbeing and Schools Bill. It doesn't have a year yet because it's currently not an Act of Parliament. It's before the House of Lords. The specific section of the bill is Section 4, and that introduces this this identification system for children by changing another act, and it's called consistent identifiers for children. So that's what you oppose if you've got any common sense in this land, because our children are not a commodity to be wrapped up and then sent around by bundles of agencies and no doubt spied upon and hacked in the most ridiculous way. Everybody who's ever watched a film from the 80s or 90s knows that science fiction creates dystopias. They do not create paradises. This is going to be a hell. It's going to be computer says no dystopia. Resist now. Dissent now. Do it to protect your children. Have no shame in that. You want to keep your child safe. That is a perfectly rational human thing to do. Our government is sinister. It's a government of sinister clowns who has no legitimacy. You must fight back. Thank you.